Welcome to Campfire Stories with Polymath Panda, presented by Storytime Hero. Gather round the campfire, little ones. I'm Polymath Panda, and tonight I have a wonderful adventure for you. Imagine a kingdom where the castles aren't made of stone, but of gleaming glass and glowing lights. In this futuristic land lived a brilliant girl named Snow White. She didn't spend her days brushing her hair. She spent them studying the stars and learning how things worked. But her stepmother, the queen, was jealous of Snow's clever mind. The queen wanted to be the only person who understood the kingdom's great machine. The queen had a magic screen that told her who was the smartest in the land. When the screen whispered that Snow White's inventions were becoming better than hers, the queen grew very grumpy. She sent her flying scout drones to track Snow White down. Fearing the queen would take away her tools, Snow White gathered her tablet and ran deep into the Technic Forest. The trees here were made of fiber optic cables that glowed in soft blues and pinks. Can you imagine walking through a forest that twinkles like a computer screen? It was beautiful, but very mysterious for our hero. Deep in the woods, Snow White stumbled upon a silver dome-shaped building. It looked like a giant, shiny egg tucked away among the wires. She pushed a button on the door, and it hissed open with a puff of cool air. Inside, she found something amazing. It wasn't a house for people, but a high-tech laboratory. The walls were covered in buttons and screens, and in the center of the room stood seven very strange shapes. They were robots, but they weren't moving at all. They were waiting for someone to tell them what to do next. Snow White realized these robots were all built differently. One had giant, strong arms like a crane. Another had tiny, delicate pincers. One had many cameras for eyes, while another had wheels for legs. She named them after their special parts: gear, nano, lens, spark, logic, circuit, and bolt. They were specialized, which means each one was built to do a very specific job perfectly. Snow White knew that if she could get them to work together, they could do anything. She sat down at a computer terminal and began to type very quickly to wake them up. As she typed, Snow White was busy with something called programming. Now, little ones, programming is a very special power word. Programming means giving a computer or a robot a set of instructions to follow, just like a recipe for a cake. By programming the robots, Snow White was telling them how to move, how to think, and how to help her. Suddenly, the robots' lights flickered to life. Beep! Whirr! Zip! They stood at attention, ready to learn. "Hello, friends," Snow White said with a smile. "I need your help to protect this forest from the Queen's drones." Just then, the lab's alarm started to blare. Red lights flashed everywhere. On the big screen, Snow White saw a swarm of the Queen's drones approaching. They looked like shiny red apples with buzzing wings and cameras that could see through walls. The queen was searching for the lab. Snow White knew she couldn't hide forever. She had an idea. She would build a protective energy shield around the dome to hide it from the drones. But a shield was a very big project. She couldn't build it alone before the drones arrived. She needed a team. Snow White looked at her seven new friends. She realized that trying to make every robot do everything would be too slow. Instead, she used their specialized skills. "Gear, you use your strength to move the heavy power cells," she commanded. "Lens, use your cameras to track the drone's location. Circuit, you connect the wires for the energy beam." Each robot had a special part to play. By dividing the work, they could move much faster than if Snow White tried to do every single step by herself. Have you ever worked on a team like that?
The drones were getting closer and closer. They were only a few miles away. Snow White stayed calm and continued her programming. She guided Nano to fix a tiny break in the circuit board that was too small for human hands to see. Logic calculated the exact math needed to make the shield invisible to the Queen's radar. Spark used his creative tools to paint the outside of the dome with special paint that blended into the trees. Everyone was busy and nobody was getting in each other's way because they each had their own unique job to finish.
The drones arrived and circled above the lab. They zoomed low, their red lights searching the ground. But thanks to the team's hard work, the shield was perfect. The drones couldn't see the dome, and they couldn't hear the hum of the computers. Circuit's power was steady, gear's structure was strong, and Lens's warning system kept them safe. The drones hovered for a moment, confused, and then turned around to fly back to the Queen's castle. Snow White and the seven robots cheered. Their teamwork had saved the day, proving that different skills make a team stronger. Snow White stayed in the lab, learning more about science every day with her robot friends. And that's tonight's campfire tale. Remember, teamwork is more effective when everyone has a specialized skill. Just like the robots, we all have things we are extra good at, and when we combine those talents, we can solve any problem. If you loved this story, ask your grown-up to visit storytimehero.ai, where families can create personalized storybooks made just for their kids. Until next time, friends, keep that imagination burning bright.